أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we continue on to try to conclude the 40 hadith on the importance of the Quran within our lives, we now come face to face with a tradition from the fifth Imam of the family of the Prophet, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he relates to us the importance of the Quran. Now, before we go to the hadith, just a brief understanding that the Book of Allah contains over 6,000 verses, as we know, 114 chapters, which have been divided into 30 sections. And within these verses and chapters and sections, we see many different types of injunctions. We see many different types of verses which Allah brings forth. One of the unique characteristics of the Quran is that it teaches by story, by example of the past, by relating from the time of Adam, or even pre-Adam, going through the noble prophets of God, Noah, Moses, Abraham, Jesus, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and upon all the previous prophets. And we read stories which sometimes seem like out of a fiction novel. But obviously we realize that these are not fiction, that these are fact, these are realities. Whether it be Jonah in the fish, whether it be Abraham being catapulted into a massive bonfire, whether it be Moses crossing over the sea, whether it be the Prophet of Islam splitting the moon. These are all stories in the Quran, but they are true stories. And the fifth Imam wants us to understand the importance of the Quran and the content of it. And in the beautiful tradition which we want to reflect upon today, the fifth Imam of the family of the Prophet shares with us the following understanding of the Quran. Surely the Book of Allah is the most truthful of all narrations and the best of all stories. And Allah has said, "And when the Quran is being recited, then listen to it and remain silent so that perhaps mercy may be shown to you." As the fifth Imam tells us that the Quran is the most truthful of all narrations, there are no lies, there are no exaggerations within the Quran, there are no fables, there are no inconsistencies. It is the most truthful of books. It is the truthful book, actually. There's nothing which could ever come close to it on the face of this earth today. The Prophet's successor, the fifth successor to the Prophet, also tells us in this hadith that it is the best of all stories. As the Surah Yusuf, the Prophet of Joseph, tells us that that is the best of stories. The Quran is the best of narratives, the best of stories, but not a fictional story that our children might pick up from school. But this is the true story. It is a real life account of men and women who have lived in the ages and who we can learn a lesson from. And as the Imam concludes in this tradition, he says, therefore, because the Quran is the truthful book, it is a book to learn from. He says that when the Quran, he quotes the verse of the Quran that says that when the Quran is being recited, listen to it and remain silent, that perhaps you may receive mercy from Allah. Unfortunately, sometimes we see within our own life that while the Quran is being read in a gathering in the religious center, people are on their phone texting, they're on Facebook, they're tweeting, they're Snapchatting, whatever they're doing, but they're not listening to the Book of Allah. Allah tells us in this verse that listen to it, remain silent, listen to the book, even if you don't understand the Arabic, because mercy will be shown to us. There is a rahmah, a mercy being showered on us as the Quran is being read. And if we ignore it, if we're busy in our own gadgets, if we're busy with our own worldly affairs, then guess what? We lose out on those blessings. We lose on that mercy that Allah is showering upon those who are listening to the Quran. So when we're in the mosque, or we're at home, we're in the car, we're wherever we are in the park, and Quran is being read or played, or you have it on your phone, take some time to be quiet and to listen to the recitation of the Quran, so that perhaps mercy may be shown to us. And without a doubt, we all need God's mercy. None of us are devoid or, you know, free of need of the mercy of Allah. And so let us take this opportunity to read and to listen and to pay attention to the recitation of the Quran whenever it occurs within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.